the involvement of the royal family now in the England football run. It's
oh,
not,
this?
It's
oh,
not helping
Alan
me
Green
at all.
Last night turned into Alan Brown just for a moment. Even. As soon as he took it, I said, give him to Alan Green last night. And forget, I was listening to the talk radio. I was listening to a couple. This is someone else's car, a cab. So coming back and Alan Green's on. And I heard of that. It's going to Alan Green. And he went, oh, thank you very much. And I thought I'd bring you a little update here. Which one was there last night?
Harry.
Harry still got his arms in the air from that goal. You've never seen a kid with a smile on his face.
Brown.
Well, I did. I said, can you pull the car over? No, and you've never seen a chart with a beam like he's got. The game's going on, by the way. He's still got his arms in the air. And I looked around when the goal went, and he lets the goal went, and he looked around at the royal
you're
family.
The I'm looking around
at the other royal family. He's dead, and he's celebrating. And Alan, you know, he never usually puts a foot wrong. And he had the feel to himself till talk radio came on. You know, new sheriff in town, chasing the BBC up trees. That's talk radio. You know, they used to have it all their own way. Now we're in town. He's suddenly gone nuts. Yeah. Maybe he's looking around to see the talk radio commentators. Here he was, and over his shoulder, he could see.
And maybe the BBC is just browning
away. Yeah. I don't know if she's actually said. I don't know if she's telling us, but he's been allowed to put on an England scarf too.
Oh,
he actually said this was going on. I said, mate, can you get talk radio on that? And he said, what's talk radio? I said, oh, never mind. Anyway, but it's a secret. But we're in. We're the pioneers. That's us.